Pod Tackler unofficially presents Real Men of Halo.
Real Men of Halo.
Today we salute you, Mr. Tryhard in the MLG Playlist Guy.
Mr. Tryhard in the MLG Playlist Guy.
You get on the MLG Playlist every day to talk smack to all of your teammates.
Why do all my teammates suck?
You know all the spawn times and all the callouts, but you still have never used the DMR to get a 5-shot kill.
Spray and pray.
So crack open a new match, Mr. Wannabe Halo Pro, because we know that once the game starts and you make a mad dash to the sniper, things are about to go down the tubes.
Mr. Tryhard in the MLG Playlist Guy.
Ooh, that was perfect. Encore, encore.
HotTackler.com, the internet.
Oh, God.
Brought to you by. Okay. All right, we've already said everything, so now we can start it.
All right. Partacular, episode 261, MLG Rally Recap for September 2nd, 2011.
Guys, and welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I'm your co-host, G. Lewis.
And I'm your guest host, Jack Bar Dragon.
And we're taking a little turn from our scheduled programming to do a little bit of MLG coverage. Well, we've been doing Halo Fest, and we're going to be continuing to do Halo Fest.
Well, you have, I have not.
For the next couple of weeks, if not month.
Jack and I didn't get invited, so no. We were watching MLG while you were.
I was totally
rubbing elbows with Shishka and Frankie and Louis Wu and getting phone numbers of Steve Downs and whatever. I mean, whatever. Whatever.
For the record, I do not have his phone number. Well, maybe I do. I don't know what's on his business card. I haven't looked. Other than his email, I know his email's on there. Let's see.
I still wanted to go, but
yeah, he has a phone number on here.
I guess eventually, if they do another one, we'll try to go. It was kind of like a spur-of-the-moment thing, even though they talked about it for a long time. Yeah. I didn't know Dustin was going until about a month ago.
I didn't know I was going until about a month ago.
Yeah, so.
I mean, the weird thing is, Raleigh I was actually going to go to and meet up with some guys, but then Dust turned around and said, no, actually, I'm going to Halo Fest. I'm going to the other end of the country. Bye.
You were going to fly all the way over here to go to...
Bye-bye. I was going to go to Raleigh, yeah.
Would you want to go to Orlando?
I might be going to Orlando, but I really want to go with a team.
When for Orlando?
15th to the 17th, I think.
And play? Also,
yeah, if I can get a team, I'm planning to go, because basically my parents go on holiday and they come back on the 12th, so I can leave after they get back.
Wow, they're having events back-to-back right now, I guess.
It's not until October, so...
Because the one after... Oh, it's October.
Yeah.
Oh, you said... I asked if it was this month, and you said, yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to. Yeah, it's October 15th, 17th.
Okay.
Well, anyway. We're here to speak.
I might go to that one.
Yeah, me too.
I'll go if you guys go. Because,
I'll do it if you do it.
Well, I mean...
Oh, no.
I mean, there's no point in me going if there's...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Fumo lives there.
Well, that would be another reason why I would go.
It honestly does depend for me on whether my parents get back from holiday early enough so I can fly out there, because I won't want to fly out there on the Friday. I want to fly out there on the Wednesday or the Thursday.
They had to fly with you?
No, but basically they come back from holiday and I'm supposed to be looking after the house and our dog. So if they're not back in time, then I can't go.
Do you have like a best friend you can give like $20 to?
Yes, but I think my parents don't trust him enough.
I got you. You come back and
fair enough. I think that works
well. Anyway, now that you guys know about our plans, MLG Rally just finished up.
Yep,
last week. It was pretty spectacular. It was probably the best finals ever.
I would say since straight TD back in 2008, I think it was.
I think that was 09. I may be wrong. Yeah, since it was definitely the best Reach finals. I think Halo 3 finals were always better because the game's funner, it's faster, it's more fast-paced, and you can kind of tell what's going on. But Reach, I guess the finals have been kind of dog, because it's always instinct just wins them all.
I mean, that has been my problem with MLG so far, and I'm so glad that Infamous won. Not because I hate any of the guys on Instinct. I love the guys on Instinct, but if they had won this event, I could see them just winning the next two events, and it would just been boring to watch.
Oh, no, like when Straight won, they were also very exciting. Remember when Straight won, it was 1 year where they basically won every event, remember?
Vaguely, but no. The first team to repeat were...
I'm not talking about Reach. My Hail 3.
Oh, yeah, I know, but Instinct never repeated. I mean, Straight never repeated. The first team to repeat were Final Boss at the end of Halo 3.
Oh, okay.
Really? There was no repeat up till that?
No, I think repeated a few times.
It wasn't Final Boss. It was Instinct, then Final Boss won the last three.
I don't think Instinct ever won in Halo 3.
Oh, they did, because when Cloud won the Nationals in 2009, then he went to Instinct, and Instinct won twice. That was their first win. It was
Start of last year, right?
That was 2010. 2010, Instinct won twice, then Final Boss won the last three.
Great time for my internet to just take a dump. I'm trying to Google this. Thanks, internet. Thanks, Comcast. I hate you.
Aw, poor Greg.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I mean, probably our eagle-eyed viewers will probably just say, no, God.
MLG Pro... What should I type in? Placings? History? They don't really keep this on their website if they do.
Really?
Oh. They'll be a Wikipedia site.
There'll be something somewhere for it.
You probably just type in MLG into Wikipedia and it'll probably come up. Okay. Let me search it as well, just in case.
I actually just did.
But I think it was basically Cloud three-peated. He won the Nationals with Believe the Hype, then Instinct won twice, then Final Boss won the last three in Halo 3. Then yeah, Status Quo, Instinct, Infamous, I think. I'm pretty sure on that.
Yeah, if you look at Wikipedia, it just shows random ones. It just shows one from each year.
That sucks.
It doesn't show all of them.
Well, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm almost certain on that, though. I'm almost certain on that. Because basically, it was always basically Straight and TD just alternating with each other. They were never repeated, and everyone was just like, when's the first repeat going to happen?
I guess I wasn't expecting Infamous to win, but I would say if there was a team who would beat Instinct, we all thought it was going to be Turning Point.
I hoped it would be Turning Point. And watching them pre-tournament, doing their online stuff, I mean, online's different to LAN, but I couldn't see them beating Instinct.
Infamous or
Turning Point?
Yeah. I mean, who we all wanted to win, but I mean, it just didn't look like it was gonna happen that way.
I mean, they're my favorite team, and honestly, in the first game against Instinct on CTF Sanctuary, they took the first clap. It was a cap. It was 2-2, and they didn't get outplayed. They lost by one cap in each of the capture the flags, and only got beaten by 10 kills in this player match. So it wasn't actually as bad as it looked. But,
you mean in this tournament?
Yeah, in Raleigh, yeah.
I mean, the only real thing that I actually... I wouldn't say I'm surprised that Infamous did good, because we all said in the last episode that if it was one of two teams, it would be Infamous or Turning Point. I think we just all wanted Turning Point, because we all like the team better.
Yeah.
I guess we all just want... I think everybody just wants to see Walshy win every tournament. It doesn't matter whatever team he's on.
Pretty much.
But
I mean, I was
however, it was fun. I mean, I really do. I really do stand by. I think it was the best Reach championship that's come out.
Yeah, because of the fact that no one knew who was going to win for once. That's probably why
they played a lot. Like there was a lot of matches, and usually, going into it, it was just Instinct's going to roll these people. And that was certainly not the case at all.
I was just glad to see Instinct losing games. This made me feel like the rest of the events were actually going to be interesting now. Instinct aren't going to team change, obviously.
If you had to guess, would you guess that they would win the next one? I mean, let's just guess.
It de- It honestly does depend. I mean, I think a team like Turning Point, if they go to some lands, they could really have a title threat. I don't think Infamous will win again. I think Infamous...
Oh, you don't?
No. I think Infamous did have that, oh, okay, we're a shock, kind of like, we've come from nowhere, we've played...
I believe the Hive and National Championship, yeah. When Cloud basically carried the entire team.
But basically, they just had a fantastic Sunday. I mean, they lost two games in their pool play. I mean, a team that's going to go back-to-back does not lose two games in their pool play. They just had a fantastic Sunday where they were unbeatable, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think they can repeat.
To be 100% honest, I think Instinct's... If I was a betting man, I'd be betting on Instinct. And for me, I still want Turning Point to do good.
Yeah.
I still want them to go top four. I don't know if I see them going top four. I still want them to.
A team that really would benefit from a lot of lands would be Dynasty. If Dynasty go to a lot of lands, I could see them turning some upsets as well and maybe taking a championship home. Because their team is really strong at the moment. They've got that three power slayers.
Yeah, I mean, they got Cloud and Snipe down. I don't like Hinds as much in Reach. I never liked him, but I don't think he's as good.
He's pretty much a game changer. If he's firing, then Dynasty will win. That's how it always goes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas,
well, let's just say, like, if Turning Point, they're not going to change anybody. If they do, I think Mick Wynn should be the person they should get rid of. But
no, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, I mean, do you think they'll get rid of anybody?
I hope not. Because, I mean, Adrenaline still had a good tournament. I think Turning Point shouldn't get rid of anyone. Because, yeah. I mean, they just need to land. They just didn't get enough land practice before. So
they finished ninth, which was behind basically a lot of people. Believe the Hype got third, Dynasty got fourth. So I can see Dynasty doing a little bit better.
Well, yeah, but if you think about that, I mean, I always think it's kind of like, if you say they got ninth, they lost to Instinct, the two times champions.
Yeah.
And second place. And they lost to Evil, a team that only got defeated by Infamous. They lost to Infamous. So they only lost to two teams. So yes, they got ninth, but that's just because they got a hard draw.
So going into Orlando, you think the two top teams, or the top, let's just say top four for you, would probably be Instinct, Dynasty, Warrior, I mean, Turning Point. You think those are the top three teams?
I think I would put them definitely finishing top six. Yes, definitely. Okay. And the other top six, Status Quo, probably. Believe
they
the
always
Hype.
Finish high, yeah. Believe and the Hype finishes high, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would say Warriors, but then who knows with them? Honestly, who knows?
I mean, you can throw Evil in there. You could throw Final Boss in there.
There's a lot that could happen.
I mean, you don't know who Stray's going to pick up because what happens if Evil lets Nated go and he goes on Straight? I mean, I don't know if that's a great move because I think the best person playing on Straight might have been either Neighbor or T-Squared, and Neighbor retired. So,
I mean, dropping Ryanu was the stupidest decision Straight's ever made.
They had to – I don't say they had to, but I just think that they just wanted to get back to that team that they won with, you know. And they really didn't even win the Neighbor that much. Just more Snipe down when they were winning.
True, but I mean, I don't know why they didn't change after Raleigh. After Anaheim, because I mean, they finished 16th, wasn't it? It was 14th or something. They finished top 16, and you think, well, this isn't working. And whether Neighbor had already decided pre Raleigh this was going to be his last tournament, so they stayed together. But then they go and finish 20th. I mean, even in the 17th to 20th place playoffs, they didn't even win.
Who played bad though? Because the only person I can see that could change is Elam Knight. I loved him in Halo 3. He's great. He was really good with Objective and pissing off the other team, basically. Legit was great, too, but them two just don't seem to be playing well. T-Square seems to be playing really good, in my honest opinion. I don't think...
Legit is not having a good tournament, but when Elamite was playing with Warriors, he was going positive. He was carrying Warriors with Strongside and Snakeblight and I don't know who the other one was back then.
Twilight, I think.
Might have been Twilight, yeah. But they were... Elamite was going positive and carrying Warriors. I think it's just about he does not gelling with Straight. I think people like Neighbor were picking up the Sniper, where I think someone like Elamite should pick up the Warrior.
Well, if Straight could pick up somebody, anybody, Walshy, let's just say anybody. SK, no, SK is terrible. I'm just saying, but it's just anybody who to get top three. Who would they need to pick up with that team if they could even do it with those three?
They need to drop two. They're not gelling. You can't keep three and just drop one. I don't think. I think you want to keep T2. He's doing fine. Yeah. I would keep Elam Knight. Elamite. I don't want to keep saying Elamite.
Elamite Warrior. Just call him Warrior if that's easier for you.
It just sounds like it's something you take when you go to bed. Take some Elamite before you go to sleep.
So you think they should drop legit?
Eliminate because the Knight away.
If they pick up legit, there's no point to pick up Nated. I mean, I can see the Elamite becoming main slayer, T squared being in a support. Who would be the main objective person then? I mean, I can't think of who they would pick up if they drop legit. Legit dropping him doesn't mean anything seem to make. I don't see where they could pick up somebody better in addition to him and somebody else.
They need a power slayer.
I mean, the only person I could think of. I mean, there's nobody. Everybody that you could think of that'd be good on their team is not gonna leave their team.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is a problem they have. The only way to do that is to basically just say, we'll take half of your team and we'll split half of your team.
What if they did Tots?
You're kidding me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Tots is great. But,
he's the only person that's halfway good that you could even think of that would leave his team and go on it. Other person I can think of is Nated.
He's not even halfway good. I mean, I don't know why people keep taking it. I mean, they started placing well with teams, but he was going negative 100 every single event. You cannot have that kind of person on your team. To be honest, it sounds kind of mean, but I think people just wanted to be on Tots' team so that when the LAN network was running up, because Tots was always naturally invited to LAN at the LAN network every single time.
Because his dad was in charge.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that's why people wanted him on their team, so they could LAN. I mean, it sounds kind of harsh, and, you know, I say sorry to Tots, but unless he gets better, I don't think he deserves to be in a top 16 team. Or if he does, 12 to 16. He's not a top 8 team player.
You don't think Stray could add anybody and finish better than what they've been placing?
Not if they don't make... I'm trying to think who they could pick up with legit. I mean, legit and Nated have a history, so yeah. You could pick up that, but...
I mean, when they did legit Nated, when they did the God Squad before, or whatever they called it, they did terrible, didn't they? Like, everybody was hoping they were going to win, and they just did absolutely terrible.
I could see Captain Anarchy. Captain Anarchy and Ghosty Army, Elamite, and T-Squared. Actually, if Carbon split up...
Has Anarchy been doing good at all?
He actually did this is his first event back in Raleigh, and he did pretty well, Anarchy.
But why would you pick Ghosty Army up if T-Squared is on the team? That's pretty much, it would be like two people. So you think they should drop legit and pick up...
Yeah, basically, Carbon should just either... Well, I'm pretty sure Straight would keep their name. But I think Ghosty Army and Captain Anarchy should join with Elamite.
Doesn't Ghosty T-Squared. Army own the Carbon name? Isn't that the only reason why?
Oh, no, he never owned the Carbon name. Because if you remember, Walshy was Carbon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no thing about owning the Carbon name. It's basically, is there anyone claiming that name? No. Are you happy if we claim it? Yes, that's fine. Okay. That's pretty much it.
So there's no chance for Straight, realistically, that we can think of, unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, I mean, status quo is the team I want to know what's going to happen with. I mean, they say...
Drop somebody?
They say they want to stay together, and I think that's great, but they're not... They're not the same team that had the dominance back in, what is it? What was the first event?
Well, that was when Tots was on their team, right?
Oh, no. No, okay. Tots wasn't on their team. Tots was on their team back when they first started. That was Tots, Flamesword, Ace, and...
Enable?
No, it wasn't Enable. That was Strongside. That was the first initial one. That was back when Strongside first formed Status Quo. And everyone was just like, oh my god, Status Quo, amazing. And then they did absolute crap. But, I mean, Status Quo haven't been good, really, since Dallas.
So you're thinking your top three would be Instinct, Dynasty, and Turning Point. Would Infamous be your fourth team?
Yes. I think Infamous definitely have something going for them, and if they LAN, then they've got a chance. But I think it was a fluke to win. Unless they do some serious practicing, they're not going to repeat.
I guess let's talk about one team that I did not think was had a chance to win, but I thought they would do better than Believe the Hype or Warriors would be Final Boss. Do you think that there's anything they can do? I really...
Wait, so that's Fear Itself, Victory X, Amish, and Hysteria, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't think they should drop anybody, but I just don't see them placing any better.
Mm-hmm. Where do they place again?
10th.
10th, okay. It's difficult. I think Fear Itself and Victory X just stay together. Amish.
I don't like Amish Acorns. I don't.
I think Amish needed to go back to playing with people like Adrenaline, Ryanu, people he played with during the combines. That's what he needs. He needs to go back to them because that's when he's shined. He's not shining with anyone else at the moment.
Now I can see Victory X and Fear Itself teaming up with the Carbon guys you're talking about. Captain Anarchy and Ghostly Amiya doing very well. I can see that.
Yeah.
If they dropped Hysteria and Amish and Acorns. I just don't think Hysteria and Amish are doing well with.
Oh, you know what they could do? They could just team up with Straight. Victory X for itself, T Squared, and Elamite.
I don't see that. I mean, Fear. I don't see that either. No. Because it would be. What would the team name be, number one? Because they both want their own team name.
It would be Straight. Final Boss wouldn't stay. It would be Straight.
I mean, T Squared would be the. Yeah. Be the captain more than likely. Who's captain now in finals? Is that Victory X? Well, he's been the captain for a while. He was a captain when Pistola and Ogre 2 were on the team, right?
Oh, no. I was Ogre 2. Ogre 2 always was the captain back then.
Okay. I thought for some reason Victory X was the captain.
It might have been Victory X 2.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm mistaken. I mean, I just assumed it was Ogre 2 because he was from the initial final boss. He's the veteran, and I assumed any veteran would be captain. But
Out of all the placings, besides, would you say Infamous is the one you were most surprised with? Or is there another one?
Well, I mean, looking at Infamous's team, I'm not surprised they finished that. Because the team is just amazing.
If you just looked at it, he's a good player. I don't like him. I don't like Ryan Noob. I'm not going to say he's bad.
I don't like him. I think he's awesome.
I don't really think that his attitude in the forums and...
Well, you should watch his stream. He does a lot for the... He takes people's games and, like, reviews them on his stream. Yeah, you'll find out a lot of people like him. He's one of the...
Cameron likes him a lot.
A lot of people really, really like him. And I like him, too. I think he is one of the most underrated players. Because he can just change a match.
So what do you... I mean, looking at it, we all know that it would be... You know, it's conceivable. If there were two teams that were going to win, it was one of the two who are in the top two now. But you don't see it happening again.
I honestly predicted Dynasty to dethrone Instinct. Anyone was going to, I thought it would be Dynasty.
I mean, I think they would have to drop Hind and pick up somebody.
Mm. The point is, I don't think many players want to do that anymore. I don't think one player is just going to just leave. I think...
Because they're not going to go anywhere. If you drop somebody, they're not going to be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, and if you do leave as a one, and the team places badly in the next event, they're going to turn and say it's your fault. You're out now. You want to always leave as a. You always want to leave as a two. It's just that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But one team that we have left out is Classic. I completely forgot about them.
I don't know them very well. Chig's the only person that comes to mind to even following history of them at all, so I don't know. Because all the other guys are pretty much new from Reach. I don't really ever talk about them.
Well, Straight Sick was Halo 3-ish, but yeah. Straight Sick and Prototype were, but they both won the FFAs. So, I mean, they have the slaying ability there, and Russo was going to initially team with Walshy. So, I mean, Walshy doesn't pick up someone he doesn't think is going to be able to slay.
Yeah,
I think that kind of team is one of those just sleeper teams. In every single pool, it's always going to be a sleeper team.
Yeah, they always finish top 10.
Yeah, they. I mean, they took Status Quo just 5 games. You know, I don't think they placed that well, but you know, I think that's because they did have a hard group. And I mean,
they got top 6, so they got 6.
Oh, they did. I mean, that's pretty damn good. I mean, it wasn't a. I mean, coming
they beat Final
third,
Boss, they beat Warriors, they beat Turning Point.
They didn't beat Turning Point.
Yeah, Turning Point got 9th. Oh, I mean, I mean, actual in a game. I mean, placing.
Oh, okay, right, okay, sorry. I thought you meant actually on the way to the final.
No, sorry.
I was about to say. But, yeah, I mean, I think if it was tomorrow, if
Orlando was tomorrow, Pool D would be Believe the Hype, Dynasty, Turning Point, and I guess you say Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, it's Victoria's Secret.
That looks like it's going to be the hardest pool to me.
Well, Straight Ripping are going to drop out, so you got to bump everyone up one.
You don't think any of them are going to play?
Oh, no, but they won't get someone... I'm not sure how it works, that thing. Because sometimes you see people, like, forming
If they pick up no... I mean, they can't go down in points. They're still... They're 10th. I mean, for their points by themselves, they're 10th.
No, they're not. No. They're only about 5,000 and something on points by themselves.
Oh, so they wouldn't even be top 14. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's just say if it happened then, if Pool D was this, if everything stayed the same, would you see Turning Point winning over Dynasty and Believe the Hype? That's going to be the hardest pool. All the other ones are...
If it was tomorrow, no. They wouldn't. Turning Point wouldn't win.
You think
Dynasty would win? If it was tomorrow, no. No, I'd say Believe the Hype would win that, actually. If it was tomorrow, Believe the Hype would win. I think.
I mean, that's going to be the hardest pool.
Yeah, but I think we're going to see far, far too many team changes. I don't think that'll be how it will finish.
Well, so you don't think that this is how it's going to turn out?
No. There's still over a month to go before, I think, the roster locks. So.
Well, the people who have already changed... the only big name is Neighbor. He retired.
Yeah.
There's other things that have happened. People who happen to have points, but none of them are really... I mean, Mimic is...
He's retired.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was... You probably heard of him, but...
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that he was big, and...
I mean, he's the kind of guy you'd hear of, and you'd say, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
But he's not the kind of person you'd give the time of day to... Really,
it's really the only transaction that really mattered was Neighbor, and I think we'll see him again. If Reach changes a lot when the title update comes out, which should actually come out before Orlando, if I'm not mistaken, right, Dustin? It's supposed to come out sometime this month.
Come out sometime in September. They don't have a solid date on it yet, though.
So, do you think MLG will pick that up immediately?
No.
Do you think they'll pick it up at the Nationals?
Nope, they'll wait till a new season. It'll be stupid. If they got rid of Bloom for these last two events, it would throw everyone off. I think it would be stupid. I think you've got to play out the rest of the season.
I guess it's like changes something in the middle of
the
season.
No, I agree with Jack, because, I mean, the teams have already been set up on this new play style. Why change it mid-season?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been the same thing as, like, changing from 3 to Reach. For the 2010 season.
Yeah, well, right in the middle.
Maybe not as drastic, but it's a similar idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to remember, I mean, they definitely cannot do it for Orlando, because you got to remember, teams are practicing now. I mean, the title update isn't out now. So they're going to be practicing with Bloom the whole time. And even if... I just think... Honestly, I think on land, Bloom is not a big deal anyway. I mean, you very rarely hear pros going, why the hell didn't he die? Lag or whatever crap, because it doesn't exist. I mean, the only problems that ever happen are Xbox freezings, and then if that happens, the whole game gets restarted.
Yeah.
So there's never any problem on LAN. I don't see a problem with Bloom on LAN. I think it should stay in, to be honest. I think it should stay in for MLG.
So you don't think they're going to get rid of it?
I don't know. That'll be down to the pros. A lot is placed on the pros nowadays. The pros always decide, well, not always, but they have a deciding vote.
So you'd say for the title update that the grenade bouncing is more important than...
I would say Bloom will take is not the most important thing they need to change. I think grenade damage, yes.
Well, I mean, I don't care about damage, but it feels like you're throwing a potato. Like it doesn't bounce anymore. Or it bounces way too dang much, like a ping pong ball.
Well, I mean, with the damage, I mean, if you're in red bar health, I think even if you're in orange bar health, if the grenade lands right on you, you die from one shot. You die from one grenade. I think that's kind of stupid. Because, I mean, people could just lob grenades over the map. I mean, you never died from a grenade before. One grenade kill. Ever.
It always be some, like, well-placed, thoughtful thing that just... Whoosh.
I mean, that's what people always used to say. MLG was just grenade spamming.
So,
I used to hate that.
Yeah. APG was named MVP of Raleigh.
That's nice there.
Would you think that Blaze should get it, or Lethal should get it over him?
If I was going to give it, I'd give it to Blaze.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be the one that should get it. But
yeah.
I'm not going to say anything bad about APG. He played the one thing about him is he played good throughout the whole weekend, and Blaze played good on Sunday.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to remember Sunday's where they had their big run. They didn't play well the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
So, ah well. But I doubt Blaze minds too much. I doubt he's probably gnashing his teeth back where he's playing. I don't know.
He probably just quit the team.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So in Orlando, Dustin, knowing what you know, would you pick Instinct to win again?
We've seen them do well in the past, so I don't see why they can't recover somehow and do well in Orlando. I mean, we're definitely seeing a turning point here.
Oh.
it's just a matter of whether the turning point goes through or not.
Mm.
I still think Instinct's the number one seed. I mean, they have the best chance to win.
Did you just throw a British accent in there, Greg?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
Jack was talking at the same time.
Oh, maybe it was Jack talking.
Yeah.
No, I still think my top three would probably be Turning Point, Infamous, and Instinct. For me, for what I want and for what I think. Next would have to be Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really only differing on the Dynasty Infamous thing.
I mean, it really matters, too, on what the team changes are going to be. I don't see either of those three teams changing. They shouldn't. Nobody in the top six, nobody in the top nine. I mean, hold on. Nobody really in the top nine, maybe even top ten, once Straight figures out who they got, should even change.
I mean, that's what I hated after Columbus. I'll be honest. I think 13 teams changed after Columbus. Out of the top 16. I thought that was just ridiculous. Everyone was just trying to be Instinct.
It worked eventually.
Eventually, but it cost them another event. I mean, I know in the long run it didn't make that much difference, but I think, to be honest, Infamous didn't form that team thinking that they would they only did it to defeat Instinct. And I think someone why Straight Rippin had that game against Instinct where they won 5-0 on Countdown. I think the only reason they did that was because they studied Instinct and said, okay, this is how we counteract them. But the problem with doing that is that when you go up against every other team, you've got no strategy to beat them.
Yeah. They didn't really have their strategy. They just had a strategy to beat the other team.
Yeah, and that you can't have that. You've got to have players that can just think instantly and just go, right, they're there. I know what I need to do.
Oh, my God.
And you got people like Ninja who can do that, and people like Walshy who can do that.
Hey, Dustin, that was yesterday's number one search for us. Did you get my Skype?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll address that later.
Yes. No, we won't address it. We don't need to address
it. Well, I want to see this.
Oh, you want to see it? Okay.
I want to see it.
That was the number one thing how people found us on Google yesterday.
How do you know that?
There's a thing on our WordPress that tells you your incoming links.
I'm going to type that into Google right now.
Please. But don't tell the audience what it is.
I won't.
Let them figure out what it is.
Yeah, if anyone figures that out, then you're warped. It's one of the main searches. I just typed in the first three words, and the third thing says exactly what it is. That's ridiculous.
People want to know.
Yeah, it's a few videos.
Our website like fall into the search results, though.
Yeah, there's Bungie.net. No, I can't find Partacular anywhere. That's weird.
Anyway. But yeah, I mean, I can't really think of anything else we need to go over for Halo. I think Insix gonna win over Orlando.
It depends on the plans. It depends if they land. If they don't land, they don't. But I mean, instantly
they will. I mean, let's be honest. If there is a team that's going to, it's gonna be them.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna come back and they're gonna want to just basically say, okay, we lost, but we're gonna come back. I mean, they're not gonna just say, okay, we've lost, that's it, let's team change. They're not.
Do you still think they're the best to win national championship?
Yeah, at the moment, yes. However, I think the team status quo is one of the people I want to know what's going to happen. Because someone like Enable, if Enable goes to another team, and it's a team that gels with Enable, that would be interesting.
So if Enable went to Straight, you'd think it'd be completely change the entire circuit.
If Enable and Assault left as a two and went to another team, they could destroy everyone. Depending on the other team. I don't know.
So you're saying that the other two people on their team are holding them back?
I don't think they're holding them back, but it's something like a contradiction. I don't think they're holding
them back. But he thinks they're holding them back.
it's not. I mean, Flamesword and Ace are perfect for status quo. They've gelled together. They've played together for over a year now. They know how each other works. But they don't have that slaying capability.
So who does Enable and Assault go to? Two players. Is it Final Boss?
In an ideal world, in a fantasy team, or in
reality, what's going to happen?
Oh, okay. Reality, I could see dropping legit going to T-Squared and Elamite. But that's not going to happen.
I don't think they're going to change.
They're not going to change. They said in Anaheim they want the record for the longest team holding together. You know, they're great friends. They're not going to leave. I don't think that's going to happen. Unless something happens like they place outside of the top 12 and they start having arguments
that's
about
that. That's not going to happen either. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to let it happen. But in a fantasy team, I would love to see how Walshy, Ninja, Enable, and Salt would play together. I would like to see that team.
Now Walshy and Adrenaline?
Oh, no. I mean, Ninja and Mikwin have a thing going on. They've become quite close friends, so... And so have Walshy and Ninja. That's why I don't think the three of Turning Point will change. And I don't want to see Adrenaline go. He actually added something. He was a pretty good slayer. He did some team... He did some game-changing moments. I don't think they should change the team anyway. But if anyone was going to go, Adrenaline would be the guy to go.
You think that if Dynasty... Or if Cloud went in place of Adrenaline, that they could win the whole thing?
No.
I don't see that happening either.
No. I don't see it happening, and I don't think it would happen. I don't think they would win either with Cloud.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. I mean,
what's somebody they need? They don't really need a Slayer.
I think they do.
Oh, you think that's what they need? Okay.
I think they need a strong Slayer.
So they need Naded.
No, Naded's not good enough. no offense to Naded, but he was Halo 3 Slayer. He's not a Reach Slayer.
Okay.
He's not a good enough strong Slayer. I think they need someone like Crimsix. I'd happily see Ryanoob there. But again,
he's not changing.
Yeah, oh, obviously not. I mean, this is just fantasy. None of these team plays are going to happen. They're not going to get... I'll be shocked if they ditch Adrenaline.
But then you think so? You don't think that he should actually... I think he's really good.
Yeah, I think it's good too. I don't think they should get rid of him. I think they should just keep the whole team because they didn't have enough time to land. There was only 4 weeks between Anaheim and Raleigh, and they made that team change. They got rid of Best Man. Or no, they didn't get rid of him. He left. And they picked up Adrenaline. I think that worked quite well.
Best Man place better?
No.
No.
Because Arcanum had the problem on the first day.
They had to forfeit their games?
He had to forfeit both games because Arcanum had a delayed flight or something. I don't know. Something happened that Arcanum didn't show up. Whether he was ill or something that no one really knew. Well, someone knew.
He just happened to not be there. You think he gets dropped?
Fire are going to change their team. Yeah.
Fire is pretty good. I don't see the other three being that well.
Arcanum and Royal 2 have always been together. I don't see them changing. But like I said, I mean, I don't think they had enough time to play. I don't think they really...
They didn't train at all on Friday. You know, they had to go straight into playing for real on Saturday. So.
Yeah. I mean, they could only finish with a 2-2 record. That's the best they could do. And they finished with 1-3. You finish with 1-3, you're going into loser's bracket round 5. And so you're already fighting for top 16 off the bat. So you're not going to be doing very well.
And they got 13th, so...
Yeah.
Who did the worst in Raleigh?
Oh, straight. Without a doubt, straight.
You think that they were the potential to do the best, but...
Everyone was just going, oh, straight of practice, straight of doing this, straight of back, straight... They were talking about it before. T-Squared feels like they've practiced. They're great. They practice every single day. T-Squared and Elamite practice every single day. Well, that's great. You finished 20th. Well done. What's the problem? Legit and neighbor. Get rid of them.
Played with them most of the time, didn't he?
There's the difference between playing most of the time and all of the time.
Okay. Did neighbor play a lot? I saw him play with a lot of other people and not Illuminati in straight, but I saw him play a lot, just not with his team.
I think neighbor needs to be in the veteran position, to be honest, like he was with Impact in the first game.
So he needs to be the one guy that's in charge.
He needs to be the guy calling the shots. I wouldn't want to be on a team with him calling the shots, but he needs to be the guy calling the shots.
So if he were to come back and be on a team, you could see him making like an evil better.
I could see him making something like that. Yeah. Taking maybe people like some amateur team, amateur guys. There are people in the AM bracket who don't get a chance. I mean, now Pure have come into there, and aptitude.
Kind of doesn't make sense though for him to do that because he's not going to win any money. You're kind of getting to the point where this is getting like StarCraft, and where people who don't see a point in winning or the money's not worth it just don't go. It's not like, where MLG was, where it was fun in Halo 3, and everybody just went. They didn't really care too much if they were going to win money.
Yeah.
Because most people in Halo 3 just didn't really think about money. They just thought about winning.
It's only top 8 that pay. So, yeah. I mean...
But people didn't really think about that. You know, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. But in Halo 3, I think when StarCraft came on, and then you start hearing that they only go to tournaments that they know they're going to win or they think that they're going to make money at, they don't go. So I think you kind of got that mentality for, like, Halo Reach players thinking... You know, I mean, it's the same game. We should, you know, have the same mentality.
I guess
it's the same game, the same thing, you know, video game playing. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we've more or less exhausted team changes. But there is something I think we should talk about and address.
Yo.
2012, what's happening for the circuit?
Supposedly,
I mean, I'm sure you've read all that stuff.
NRX Leader thinks that Gears of War 2 is going to be the main game.
Gears of War 2?
That's what... Oh, 3. Sorry.
Thank you.
That's what NRX thinks. Watch it, Greg.
NRX thinks that. I don't know if I agree. Because if they make changes to Halo Reach and it's a heck of a lot better, I don't see Gears of War 3.
Well, it's the fact that they're doing, like, the season thing. They're actually having, like... They're not just going to be having, like, different... Like, event this month, an event next month, an event 2 months' time.
Well, everybody's saying that they're going to do it in Columbus. It doesn't make sense, though, that they're going to do it in Columbus because the headquarters is in New York.
Well, I think they're going to be having, like... They said, they isn't it something like 45 weeks of MLG?
Yeah.
That's the plan? Yes. Something like that.
But it's going to be random games the entire time. It's not going to be one game for 45 weeks.
Oh, obviously. Well I think they could do StarCraft for 45 weeks easily.
Yeah, they'll probably do StarCraft, you know. But I don't like there maybe 6 weeks of Halo, 6 weeks of Gears, 6 weeks of Black Ops, or maybe 46 weeks of all of them.
I'll be honest, what I think they need to do to expand, to really start, because at the moment, I'll be honest, MLG still seems like a kid's thing. I mean, it is still a kid's thing, or like upper 20-year-old thing. But I think it just seems kind of just like loads of kids playing video games, not serious business. What they need to do is they need to make... It sounds kind of weird, like I'm really going into real sport, but if they want to be taken seriously, they need to franchise. They've got to get this franchise going.
Well, like Carbon, like, Atlanta?
As in, like, let's say it, like Instinct.
Somebody owns Instinct instead of Instinct just happened to be a team.
Yeah, like Instinct have this sponsor. They are this team for the season. So Whoa. you support a team for a season because it gets really. If you support, like, say, a player, you follow that player around. You don't support the team. And then if the team goes under, who gives a crap?
Yeah, but I don't care if Turning Point loses tomorrow, as long as Walsh is still playing.
that's the whole point. No one cares about Turning Point, so there's no marketability. You're only marketing a player. However, if let's say if Turning Point had to stay together for a year, then you can actually sell Turning Point franchise. Because if you've got Walshy supporters, then Walshy supporters turn into Turning Point supporters, and they'll actually buy the Turning Point stuff.
I think the only way you could do it is if an owner could buy them that can market the team, that the owner would make money.
But then I think it could branch out to the whole thing.
You would have to let owners get a portion of the revenue from MLG. MLG, I think itself needs to step back. Like in every other sport, you don't hear, except in NASCAR maybe, but in every other sport, you don't hear the big thing that's going on is that, like, you don't hear about MLB doing stuff. Who cares? You don't care about the NFL. I mean, unless there's like a labor agreement, you don't really care.
Well, that's because it's just the governing board that just makes up all the rules.
Yeah, but the stuff that's going on is the Falcons versus the Panthers. You know, that's the...
Yeah.
Or the same thing in soccer. I mean, there's like 12 leagues. Soccer's more like StarCraft.
You know. But, I mean, I think what they could do is basically make a team. Like, let's just say Instinct for just for the sake. Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be Instinct. But let's say you buy it. Instinct is a team for the whole of MLG. So you have a team for the Instinct Halo side, a team for the Instinct Call of Duty side, a team for the Instinct Gears of War side, a person who represents Instinct as StarCraft.
Then you've got EG and stuff.
Yeah, so it's not like a sponsor, but like one team that basically covers all games. And then you can say, okay, Instinct took these parts, and then you've got something. You've got something extra.
You're thinking like an Olympics thing.
Yes, I'm thinking like you need to keep some actual areas where people can actually support a team and then say, oh, Instinct did well in StarCraft, but there's an Instinct team over in Halo Reach. Maybe I want to go and see how they're doing because I support Instinct.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just think that it's so complicated that they're not going to figure out a right way to make it perfect right now.
It's not going to be done for another couple of years, minimum.
I think the only way they could do it is if they had at least 20 teams that consistently played good. So you need 80 good people, like realistically good people that would play. Right now there's probably 20 at the most. So you need 80 good people who could really actually win. And then you need to make 20 teams. And I think you get rid of the whole opportunity to play against the pros. I think amateur stays an amateur. They play good, and then if there's an opening and somebody needs them, then they can like draft them. You know, if they need them.
Or you know what they could do? Let's say the top four teams and the bottom, the top four teams of the amateur, bottom four teams of the pro. They play each other, and then if they're good enough, like relegating and promoting. Yeah.
That's not what soccer does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean that's what they could do. But I think they need a league. They need a league outside of events.
Yeah.
But literally they say, okay, let's set up stations, not necessarily in every state, but in states across, so let's say California, Florida, New York, Washington, then a few of the central states.
London.
That's different. I mean, branching out to worldwide, there's other things like ECL that governs Europe and ACL that does Australia. MLG would have to work with them to do that, and the audience isn't as big as it is in America at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So you would need to really, you need to video games and get MLG's name out first, big, saying, I mean, they need to increase the prize money, but I mean,
yeah, definitely. They need to make it more expensive to go because you pay $20 for a weekend. I mean, I understand that you also fly out there and blah blah blah. $20 is cheap for 3 days of doing a lot of fun stuff. They needed to upgrade everything. Like, they need to get serious.
But, I mean, Sundance said that it's just not possible to increase the prize money yet. But I mean, if you were to say something like first prize in the Nationals, the big event of the whole time, let's say the whole league, you do the league, and then
every person needs to win a million, not every team.
Yes.
Needs to win a million.
Oh, I would say a million is enough for the team.
I mean, it's 100,000 now.
Yes. So that they only win 20,000 each because all the top teams have a coach who takes another share. So you split it five ways. So they're actually only winning 20,000.
I guess a million only would work. You could say that. 200,000, I guess that would work. That would be impossible, though. They need, like, OMFG money to do this. Like, they need
somebody. I mean, that's the problem.
How MLB and all that started, but I think when they started getting big was when they started charging, you know, premium money.
But if you do that, and if you start saying that kind of money, they're just like, oh, okay, this is actually a real sport now. I can win $200,000 just like that in this one event.
Yeah.
Then people start saying, I can actually really make a living doing this now.
Yeah, like in StarCraft.
You can't really make a living playing Halo Reach.
No, you have to do something. It's got to be your side job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people like Walshy have been able to live off playing Halo.
But I'm pretty sure he's not, like, got a mansion and other stuff. He's probably in an apartment or something.
Yeah, but he's got a house, I think. But once he starts playing Halo, he's going to have to work somewhere else.
Yeah.
You, that's the whole point. You can't basically retire after playing 10 years of pro Halo.
Yeah.
It would be awesome if you could, but
that'd be
no.
Nice.
But I think that's what they need to do. They need to make a league. Make a league for the whole of, like, three seasons. And then have, like, a massive, massive, just Halo-related event at the end where the prize money is, let's say, $1 million for first prize. And you are going to get people competing. But not just a league of the pros. A league... Well, you can make, like, the Premier League. But then you can make, like, different leagues going down. And the prize money could be smaller and smaller and smaller. But then you could get promoted.
But there still has to be prize money... That's going to be the point, is that there still has to be prize money.
Because,
there's no point. There's 135 teams, I think, went. And, what, 10 of them made a dollar at least? The majority of people, I guess, knew they weren't going to make money. But if you want people to actually get serious, you have to maybe at least get top 50 to make money.
But, I mean, that kind of shows you what's happened. Because back in Halo 3, all the Halo passes used to sell out on the first day.
Yeah, now they don't.
216 teams going. Now you literally see buys up until open bracket round 3.
Yeah.
And, like, well, that's ridiculous. So I think they need to make it...
I don't blame Reach as a game so much for it. I don't blame Reach.
I think it's just about the other games have come along. And it's just, and now with the Bloom, it's much more skill. There's far more skill in Reach than there is in Black Ops.
Oh yeah, definitely.
and there will be in Gears of War. And the point is, people don't want to waste their time getting good at that game, when there's already people they know can beat them.
I mean, so, I don't think there's any chance that I would ever happen to beat anybody in the top 50, not even one person.
I'm hoping to, but I don't know. Wait, Dust, you've been really quiet this podcast. Really quiet.
He's feeding his birds.
Whatever.
I
was at Halo Fest, so I don't really have much to contribute to this one.
Well, I don't think there's much more we can say other than speculation about what's going to happen. But I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I hope Halo doesn't go. I mean, that's one thing people said. Will Halo be there in 2012? Yes, it will be. But will it be as big as it is now? No. Unless something drastic happens.
We could talk about is what happens in 2012 with the changes that they're making, like the no bloom and the bleed through armor lock.
I think that's
because
I don't think there's a point to talk about it right now. We got to talk about that after the national championship.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, because it's not going to happen.
And that's the only thing you could really talk about.
What potentially could happen that I could even think of is if it makes the game move fast. You would have to figure out some kind of way where the DMR would be a 4-shot kill. 5 shots takes too damn long to kill more than one person at a time. You have to move it down to 4 shots a kill.
The timing's the same, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone did a comparison. The timing it takes to get a 5-headshot DMR is the same amount of time, or pretty dang close to 4 shots with the BR.
You would say even with Bloom and everything that it...
Yeah.
Well, with the bloom.
I think if you can consistently get it down to one, I guess you can just say just one kill gets the same amount of time as it took to kill somebody with a BR in Halo 3. I don't see.
I mean, with the no bloom, it would be the same because you don't have to worry about pacing your shots.
Yeah.
So it would be the same.
Run, boom, 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 run, boom, 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 run.
And I'm wondering with the armor lock too, since it's being the bleed through effect is basically serving as an overshield. If MLG will consider putting that in there.
No. You think? I think it's more about making the game faster, not making it slower. Armor lock would just make it slower.
Yeah, they wouldn't put armor lock in because you would just have people let's say he's about to run the flag in, and they have a perfect snipe opportunity. They're about to stop him on the flag. Armor lock. You get Magnus' slime shot, picks up the flag, runs it in, game over.
Yeah,
that would just be the most ridiculous thing.
That would never.
No one wants to see that.
I would.
But then again, right after you come out of armor lock, you're open.
Well, yes, but you've probably already shaken that guy up. He's probably already like glitching around the screen, not glitching, but twitching around, going, "Oh my god, I missed the shot. I don't know when he's coming out of armor lock."
He's probably already getting shot at and everything.
Yeah, but the armor lock takes the damage, and it directly correlates with how much armor lock's left.
So would the sniper bolt be the entire thing?
It might.
I guess we don't know that yet. They said you can adjust it.
If it's the entire thing, you have one shot, and then the animation to get out of the armor lock, another shot, that gives enough time for another shot, and he's dead.
Oh, there's too much stuff. I think the grenade balance is going to be the most important thing. And then bloom if they pick it up. The only thing else I could see is if they use the pistol, which I don't see them using.
This is one thing I want to know. Who actually runs the playlists now? Is it 343 that runs the playlists?
Yes.
Okay, they need to update the MLG playlist. And they need
they
to
said
get...
they're going to assume. I don't think it's...
Well, like... and they need to get rid of all these game types and these maps that aren't in there.
I have connections.
That was the same problem.
I can talk to people.
That was the same problem in 3, though, because...
Well, no, it might not be this long. It might also be
the MLG's not pushing them to.
Well, no, because the V5 was in Raleigh. They're testing V6. V6 will be in Orlando. I mean, we're still running on V4.
I thought it was V3.
No, V4.
I can talk to people.
Because, I mean, the point
ask
is...
Ask Steve Downs to do it.
No, not Steve Downs.
Yes, that's who you ask.
No,
I got experience with this stuff, that's who you ask.
But yeah, because it's getting kind of silly now, because I mean there's maps like, I mean, Nexus is still in there, and Nexus has not been used since Dallas, and so people are still selecting Nexus, and it's just you cannot practice. I mean, obviously it's stupid to do just online practice. Most people who practice through scrims, but some people need to do online practice, and it just gets kind of ridiculous. And you want to play the actual game types rather than just having to do it in custom games.
Did you buy a Sumo Amanai gaming chair? And you wrote a review about it in 2006, Dustin? What?
No.
This is post from 2006. That's getting a lot of...
What?
I think that there must have been just an old post that you just updated and it's all under your name. Everybody, like, we're always looking at at what people are looking at, and there's a lot of people looking at this page. It's just weird.
It's under my name since I'm the first author in the list.
I'm just looking at this stuff, and there's 14 comments from back from 2006. So, anyway.
Is there much more we can say?
I've just been looking at stuff that people have been looking at going, what the fuck? Why have you
looked? Is there much more we can say on Raleigh?
Not really.
On Halo?
No.
I think we're more or less done. We've exhausted the topic.
Yes.
So, final predictions for Orlando. What do you think is going to happen? Top 3.
Me?
Yeah, well, everyone. Third place will be...
If Turning Point doesn't win, they're going to get third, I think.
Okay, third place, Turning Point. Second place?
For me?
Yeah.
Probably Dynasty.
And first place?
Instant.
And Dust? Third place?
You really expect me to...
Just guess, throw it out there, who cares?
Yeah, just guess. I mean, so we can say back when the Orlando results come out going, ah, I told you so!
Well, I know I'm going to be wrong anyways.
Just guess, who cares? Just guess.
Impact, Straight, and Instinct.
Impact isn't a team.
Or, so you think Impact's going to get first, or that Impact's going to get third?
Third.
You think Straight's going to get third?
Or whatever the winner was, here.
Yes. So you think Infamous. Impact
straight
is going to get...
Straight, third. Huh?
Infamous, not Impact.
Infamous.
Yeah.
So Straight, Infamous, and Instinct here.
Okay.
There's a random assortment of team names.
Who's gonna be the fourth on Straight?
Well, you never know. I mean, as of when you have to see what happens.
I mean, you can't pick Straight third if they don't have a team. Who would you think would be on it, Dustin? Just name someone. Who's going on their team?
You.
Oh, awesome.
They're definitely not getting third. Not if I'm going on their team.
Anyway. You wanted an answer. I gave you one.
Okay. So with me on their team, they're getting third.
Okay. All right. You're going to carry them.
With Jack on their team, they get first, apparently, because he's way better.
Yeah. For me, I think it's going to be Believe the Hype, Instinct, Turning Point.
You think Turning Point gets first?
Yeah. If they practice and they land, yes. If they don't, then I don't think...
I want to say they're going to get first, too. I want to say that as well, but I just don't see it happening. That's why I said third. Turning Point doesn't win, I think they'll get third. I don't see them getting second. If they don't win, they're going to get third. I see Instinct getting first or second. They're not going to get out of one of those two spots, to be honest. And the only two people who I think that can actually win... Well, the only three people who I think can actually win... Well... I could see Dynasty, Instinct, Turning Point, and Impact, or Infamous, sorry, winning. I could see them winning. Four of them, I could see them potentially winning.
All right. Those are predictions.
I don't think Straight has a chance to get top 10. No way.
Top 10?
No way.
There isn't a top 10.
Well, right now, no way.
There isn't a top 10.
If they keep legit and just add somebody...
Yeah.
Unless it's Pistola, it's not happening.
Yeah, Pistola. That'll work. Yeah, Pistola just says, that's it, I've had it. We came second. No, I want to come first.
That's the only way that they could get top 10, I think. Honestly.
Well, anyway.
Do we think Turning Point's just going to win because we want them to win or because they're actually...
I think there's a little bit of that.
Because we all want
them. I think everyone wants Turning Point to win.
Well, Dustin doesn't want him to win because he didn't enlist them.
I haven't been paying attention to the teams.
Do you even know who's on Turning Point?
No.
Walshy Ninja, Mick Quinn, Adrenaline.
And I probably won't remember.
You don't know Walshy?
No, I know Walshy.
Okay.
He knows Walshy.
I know Walshy.
You all know me and Fuma interviewed him once. In Orlando. Maybe we can do it again.
Well, Ace and Dust did him in 2009 Dallas.
Who did?
Ace and Dust.
Oh, yeah. Ace of Spades. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades!
Yes.
Who is not here.
Who has not been on Halo Reach in a while either, as far as I know.
Anyway. Oh, he was on a couple of days ago, because he's doing his Twitter thing that says, I'm playing Halo Reach. No, really, I am. You should totally come play.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's been a fun-filled episode. You got a real man of genius. You got a lot of Jack.
Yeah.
Right?
Real man of Jack.
Dude, what?
Anyway.
Real Men of Jack.
Yeah.
He's a wannabe movie star.
Hey, no, I'm not a wannabe movie star. I will be a movie star.
That's what a wannabe is. You will eventually be it.
Not necessarily will.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to be a Pokemon master.
I don't think anyone wants to be a Pokemon master.
He does want to be the very best, but not at Pokemans.
Well, but I don't want to be... Was. No, I don't want to be like no one ever was. I want to be like a few people I know.
But anyway, thanks for tuning in. I guess this is going to be it. Next episode, I guess we'll continue the Halo Fest goodness.
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing lots more Halo Fest stuff.
This is just a filler.
Well, this was important, and, you know, we understand that it's important that you guys
Heck, Instinct was upset.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Greg, how's your syphilis going?
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
How's yours?
It's burning a little bit. It's healed now.
I actually found a cure.
Okay.
Just put a lot of mayonnaise, a little bit of lemon juice.
And then get your dog to lick it?
No.
Ew.
No.
Okay.
Use a squeegee.
Oh, okay.
Comes right off.
Comes right.
Yeah, well, my mind's healed now.
That was some quick lemon sauce. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah.
Yep.
So thanks, guys, for listening
Real
in.
Real man. Hey.
And I guess until Orlando comes around, we won't be talking about much of the pro gaming.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
I will talk about it.
Somewhere down the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, I already hear the music in the background.
You do now, do you?
Yeah.
That's the magic of editing.
And it's just playing me off right now. My voice is dying out.
No.
What is the ending music now? Okay, see you guys.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.